And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Today, we talk about trying something new or something you are unsure about. People can react differently to these kinds of situations. Some people may want to jump right in, feet first. They may want to take the plunge. And some people may want to test the waters. They may want to dip their toes in first. Which kind of person are you? Well, imagine you are standing on the edge of a lake or swimming pool. You want to get into the water, but you don't know the water's temperature. Do you jump right in? If you do, you may be more bold and adventurous. Or do you want to dip a toe into the water before you decide? If so, you may be more cautious and careful. If you dip your toes into something, you start doing it slowly and carefully. You are not sure if you will like it. You want to test the waters before beginning something or before taking the plunge. Testing the waters means you get a feel for something before committing to it. For example, if you want to move to a new city, you probably want to test the waters first by going there for a short stay. Taking the plunge is the opposite of dipping your toes. When you take the plunge, you jump right into something. You do not wait or hesitate. We use the expression dip your toes in for many situations. You may want to try an activity briefly to find out if you like it first. It can also mean you start something very carefully before becoming involved in something that you are not experienced at. Now, let's hear some of these expressions used in a non-water related situation.
Hey, I'm going ballroom dancing this Saturday. Do you want to join me?
Ballroom dancing? I know nothing about ballroom dancing.
That's fine. This place I found is perfect for you. Before the dance starts, they give a free class to beginners.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just go and watch. You know, dip my toes in. I like to know what I'm getting into first.
Sure, but I promise you, after the first 5 minutes, you are going to want to jump in feet first.
That is all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. If you are new to VOA Learning English, there's no need to dip your toes in first, just take the plunge. Visit our website to find more stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.